Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Eric Bickle. About to dive into our 2025 Junkies mock draft. We posed the question about the Wizards rebuild and whether you have faith. I just went to our Twitter account at Junks Radio. 71% do not have faith, but maybe with that sixth pick, they can turn the franchise's fortunes around. We'll see what they do at number six. EB's got the sixth pick in the draft.
I will be representing and picking for the Wizards.
I have the number one pick in the draft. Mm-hmm. Look, we started talking about this guy well over a year ago. We talked about creating a poop for coop campaign, right, a capture the flag campaign.
We were poopy.
The reason why is because this kid's special. It came out first. I mean, you knew about him in high school, but then when he faces the Olympic team and he's practicing against LeBron James and Steph Curry, he stood out as much as anybody. Cooper Flagg didn't disappoint in his freshman season at Duke, other than they didn't win the championship, but they made it to the Final Four. He basically led them in every category. He has an all-around game,
maybe not the best shooter,
but all-around game, can pass, can fly, can score. Cooper Flagg's the number one pick in the draft tonight. And he's going to join a stacked roster once they're healthy that's going to have Kyrie Irving at point guard, who just got a big bag of money, Klay Thompson at the two. I think you slide Cooper Flagg in at the three. At the four, you've got Anthony Davis. And at the five, you've got Lively and Gafford, with P.J. Washington probably being the odd man out.
Do you think there's any chance that he doesn't become a star? That he becomes just a good player.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a chance, of course.
It would be very surprising.
You think he's going to be a superstar? Like, he's going to be a superstar.
I mean, I think
all-star.
He could be like a.
Put it this way, it would be an absolute dud pick if he's not a multiple all-star.
I don't consider DeMar DeRozan a superstar, but he could be like a DeMar DeRozan.
Well, I think DeMar DeRozan is pretty close to a superstar. You don't think so?
I think he's just. It's how they define it. I think he's a star player, made multiple all-star teams, but he's not in the top five players. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that it's certain that he's going to be a top player, but I think he's going to be a good player.
I think Cooper Flagg's a better all-around player than DeRozan.
I agree. That's not a perfect comp.
So I'm not sure Cooper Flagg will be that type of scorer, but I think
he's a better all-around. This is old school, but what if he develops into, and I'm doing white-on-white, Detlef Schrempf?
Well, Detlef Schrempf is a very good player.
Very good player. Might have made an all-star team.
But Flagg's a much better athlete.
Schrempf was a pretty good athlete back in the day.
The thing that throws Flagg's on another level is watching Steven Jackson and those guys on one of those podcasts, mm-hmm, and they're like, they like him, but they don't see superstar.
I just mentioned to Marcus Cousins saying he likes Ace Bailey better.
Yeah. All right, but Cooper Flagg, I think by all accounts, is going to go 1-1. I don't even think there's any
could he
debates.
Develop in? Here's another guy. He's a good player. In terms of like young players, and Banchero might develop to be amazing, he's up and coming, but take somebody like Lauri Markkanen, who's been on a couple of teams. Good player, puts up numbers, but hasn't impacted his teams enough to like turn them into like these winners. But he's a good player.
Yeah, but he's going 1-1 overall. There's no doubt about it. All right.
Yeah.
Who's got the second pick? I guess it's Mar, right?
Yep. Yeah, the second overall pick on the books right now is a -9,000. He's got basketball running through his DNA. He's a guard. He averaged 24-4 out at Rutgers. His dad was a 5-time NBA champion, all rookie first team. But his dad never won Rookie of the Year, so he's going to do what Pops couldn't do. The second overall pick, Dylan Harper, to the San Antonio Spurs.
All right, everybody loves Dylan Harper, right?
Yes.
What do they say his biggest strengths are?
Well, he just gets to the rim. He's not a great shooter, but he just gets to the rim. He's an all-around scorer.
He's really legit 6'6", so he's got good size, right?
I don't know. Maybe he's 6'6", but I think he was measured much smaller than that.
Oh, he was? Okay.
Only shot 33% from threes. Not horrible, but not great.
Right.
I'd like a higher three-point percentage, but... And again, he's got the same knock as Ace Bailey, and why didn't Rutgers
win
more games?
All right, so he was, without shoes, 6'4.5". So, all right, in shoes, he's probably close to 6'6".
Right. All right, Dylan Harper. You think Harper's a multiple-time all-star?
That's what they say.
Right.
There's no guarantees. It's interesting. I saw something The Athletic put out, and the second pick has whiffed more than the sixth pick. Like, generally, they listed how many, like, all-NBAs, how many all-star appearances by the pick, and for some reason, the second pick has been a bigger whiff than the sixth pick.
That is weird. All right, who has?
And by the way, San Antonio, even though they didn't make the playoffs, but you know, Wemby was, he missed, I don't know, what did he miss, the last 2 months? Something like that. I mean, they had mid-30s wins, so they weren't as bad as some of the bad teams like Utah and Washington. Mm-hmm. I think they had around 35, 36 wins. So you put Harper in there with a healthy Wemby and Fox. I mean, they should be a playoff team next year.
But this is a late development, right? Because Bailey was always assumed to go ahead of Harper, right? No?
I don't know if...
That's not true?
I don't think so, but it kind of depended on what mock draft you were looking at.
Maybe well over a year ago he was.
But over the last six months or so?
Since the college basketball season started.
Yeah.
Pretty much
it's been Harper.
It was always Harper, yeah. Too,
okay.
Yeah. It was Harper 2 and then Bailey 3.
All right, who has the third pick?
I have the third pick. I'm picking for the Philadelphia 76ers. We don't know what Embiid's status is going to be and how many games and all of the load management he's going to have for next season. What?
I'm just laughing. I'm guessing who you're going to pick.
Oh. And we didn't think we were going to get in this position. We got lucky in the lottery. So I feel like we got to take a big swing in this position that we have. Because since we're very fortunate, I don't know how he's going to play with Maxey and McCain in the backcourt, but the pick is in. We're going to take the player with the most upside since we are in this favorable position. We're taking Ace Bailey.
Oh, all right.
So Ace Bailey off the board.
So I don't know. I don't know how he's going to mesh and who's going to put up all of the shots, but we'll cross that road when it comes down to it.
You're not worried about him not working
worried.
Out for you? And
I am worried. I'm very worried. Hmm. But we feel very fortunate that we got the third pick from the lottery. Mm-hmm. So we figure, why not try and parlay it into a superstar?
Yeah, he could be a superstar. I think he has all the skills. It's up to him at that point. All right, so Ace Bailey, that's my number one target for the Wiz. He's off the board. Let's hope that doesn't happen tonight. Of course, the draft kicks off at what time? 8 o'clock?
I believe it's 8 o'clock.
So 5 minutes between picks. I'll probably get started a little later. Who knows?
Yeah,
probably around 8:30.
8:20. Yeah.
8:30. The Wiz will be picking. All right. Who has the fourth pick? Drabby?
Yeah, I'm picking for a dead franchise, the Charlotte Hornets. Every year, this team is terrible. They got LaMelo. They got Brandon Miller. They don't make any progress, but they do need a guy who can knock down the 3-pointer. They need more shooters on the team. That puts us in a category. We're in a good spot here because there's a bunch of shooters available.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I think the pick is in. With the fourth pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Charlotte Hornets are going to take the freshman who led all freshmen in scoring in college basketball last year, Trey Johnson from Texas.
What was the other guy I was eyeing? You're just trying to give me, like, who am I supposed to take?
I don't know, Will. Tough job. Jesus.
All right.
There's only 1,000 basketball players to choose from.
No, but I know. I want to take guys that I've really looked at.
Okay, there's still a couple.
All right. I'll tell you right now, I'm not taking Knipple. I'm just not taking. I thought you were Mr. Knipple. What happened to Mr. Knipple?
He found a better shooter.
We're going for rookie of the year, not best fit.
All right. All right.
Found a better shooter.
All right.
So gave you the numbers.
So Trey Johnson off the board.
Does that leave you, Lurch?
It does.
You have the fifth pick?
I've got the fifth pick, and I'm representing the Utah Jazz. 17 wins last year. Real bad. Now, they've got a relatively new GM in Austin Ainge. Yes, that's Danny Ainge's son. They've got a relatively new head coach, Will Hardy, who's been there for a couple years. But, man, if you just look at their roster, there's a reason that they only won 17 games. I mean, they went out and got Lauri Markkanen a few years ago from Cleveland. All right, so he was their star. And led them in scoring. John Collins, they went out and got from Atlanta. And, you know, he's barely been there. Colin Sexton, they went out and got him, too. They drafted Keontae George. They drafted Cody Williams last year out of Colorado. He was the freshman. He didn't do much. He only averaged less than 5 points a game. They just don't have a lot of talent right now. They really don't. But... Again,
they drafted Kessler a few years ago.
They drafted Walker Kessler, the center, correct. They're young. They drafted Filipowski from Duke. I think they had 3 number one picks last year. And I think it was Cody Williams. I think it was Isaiah Collier out of USC. And I think it was Kessler. Or I'm sorry, Filipowski. So they've got holes to fill. Lots of holes to fill. So the pick is in.
I thought Eric was going to swoop in and take your spot since your time was up.
Oh, really?
Big preamble there.
Well, you know, we're trying to fill a segment here, fellas. We're trying to fill a segment. And I think they need to get athletic, too. So the pick is in. So with the fifth pick in the 2025 NBA Mock Junkies Draft, the Utah Jazz select Vijay Edgecombe.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting guard / point guard out of Baylor.
He might be the best athlete in the draft, right?
Great athlete.
Most of the mocks have him going 3 to Philly.
Yeah, right. So he slipped a little bit. So they're going to draft the athlete, and they're going to take Vijay Edgecombe out of Baylor.
RDB, you've got Demon out there if you want to go him. You've got Fears. You got a couple other players.
Derek Queen still on the board.
Derek Queen on the board.
I'm not taking Queen. Can we go to commercial?
Yes.
I think we should go to commercial.
Before the Wizards pick?
Yeah, I think the Brain Trust. Now, unlike most drafts where, like, they go to commercial, like, when the Wizards pick or the Commanders pick, we're not going to make the pick.
Right.
We're going to make it when we come back from commercial.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Who's on the board? Who are you thinking about? Just tease us.
I'm not telling.
All right. We'll come back with DB's pick for the Wizards next here on the Junkies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.